And now this is a dictation for Sharon Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, July 21, 1947. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-8304. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Sharon with advanced renal failure, last visit in September. There has been some weight loss, decreased appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no changes on volume, stable edema. Denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Still a smoker, one pack per day. Underlying bipolar disorder, no hospital admission. Left AV fistula ligated because of severe Stilling syndrome, vascular disease. Review system done, medication list review. For her psychiatric disorder, on Depakote, Seroquel. Takes no blood pressure medicine, remains on estrogen modulators, anastrozole from bladder cancer. Today, blood pressure 146/69. Lance shows COPD changes from smoking with wheezes, emphysema, no pericardial rap, no arrhythmia, no ascites tendon ensomasis, 2+ edema, left more than right, prior site of the vein thrombosis. Next paragraph, chemistry in January, creatinine 2.78, progressive over time, GFR 17, no electrolyte, acid-base abnormalities, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, stable anemia 12.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, slowly progressive over time, AV fistula ligated because of severe ischemic changes. No immediate indication for dialysis. I discussed with her to consider educating herself about peritoneal dialysis modality as a way to avoid hemodialysis catheter and risk of infection. At this moment, she feels overwhelmed. Over the last 1 or 2 years, it's been very difficult with breast cancer and complications related to that. She's not ready to stop smoking. She will do dialysis when the time comes. There has been anemia, but no EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, has not required blood pressure medicines, other chemistry is stable. Emotional support provided, she's willing to do blood tests, continue educating. End of dictation.